Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Well, a lot of tragedy and sadness in the news coming up, but we try to shed some light on it. Coming up on this half of the show. First, I'll tell you about Capterra. You need software, but you also have other things to do. Cut to the chase with Capterra, the free online resource millions use monthly to find software. Simplify your search to a few steps. User guides to pinpoint the problem and identify features you need. Then filter to find the right software for your industry. More than 700 specific categories, 700 specific categories of software for your business, so you can dial it in and you can customize it, make it perfect for your business. Then compare them side by side and save your favorites on a short list. Over 1 million reviews from real users. We use it here. We're a business that needs software, and we use Capterra. Capterra, when you need software and you're running a business, you go with Capterra. Right, Dawson?
Visit Capterra.com/Adam free today to find the tools to make an informed software decision for your business. Capterra.com/Adam. Capterra. That's Capterra.com/Adam. Capterra. Software selection simplified.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
Hey, Corolla fans, Mike Dawson here. I got good news and bad news. Bad news first, we're almost done with this month's sales of Adam's Monthly Nut. Good news is, you'll still be able to get all the incredible products from Wallet Ninja after this month's Adam's Monthly Nut. Head to WalletNinja.com to get your fully customizable, American-made credit card multi-tools that'll fix glasses, open bottles, peel fruit, and save the goddamn day. A big thank you to Wallet Ninja for this month. We'll see you in February for another shipment of Adam's Monthly Nut. And now, Alcoa presents Definitely Not a Jew on the Adam Carolla Show. Dateline, Ocala, Florida. A 35-year-old man was arrested after attacking a gas station attendant who refused to sell him beer. The man poked her in the face with a corn dog. Definitely not a Jew.
All right, a little update as I look down at my steno pad of stuff I'm always thinking about. I was watching Sports Center the other night, and they're talking about Patrick Mahomes' quarterback rating on like 3rd and 15. And it was ringing my head because Brian and I were like speculating that 3rd and 15, that 3rd and 15 play was the Super Bowl.
Right.
I mean, look, it's incomplete. You punt at that point. It's a two-possession game. There's a version where you get the ball two times and score two times, but you punt with 7 minutes in, and it's pretty much over at that point. Max Pat, don't reveal it, but look up. And so we're saying, like, what are the percentages? And I was saying, you know, 20% or less than 20. Brian said maybe single digits.
Yeah, converting a third and 15 against an elite defense.
They have a good defense. When you hear Patrick Mahomes' QB rating, I think a QB rating will go up to like 120.
No, the top is like 153 or 151.
153?
But that's like if, you know, yeah.
No incompletions. Yeah. But a guy who plays a strong game is going to play like a 115, 120 or
that's a really
like
good quarterback
rating. It's a really good quarterback rating. 100 is decent. Good.
100's good.
100's good.
Good rating, right. For sure.
The league's average quarterback rating.
On third and 15?
On third and 15 of converting that.
70? I would guess.
70,
right. Oh, no, percentage is, or quarterback
rating? Sorry, quarterback rating.
I would guess 70. That's a low percentage play.
No, 70's high. You know what? 70's pretty high.
Let me say,
the max first? Is it 150 or is it like 140?
I want to make sure we're talking about the same thing because we're talking about converting the third and 15. Yeah. I'm saying that's got to be 7%, 8%, something like that. So about quarterback rating, all you have to do is get a completion to have a high rating. So
no, I'm saying converting the rating, not throwing underneath to the fullback for 4 yards.
So the chances of converting it, I'm guessing, is 8%.
Quarterback rating.
75.
But 70
average 75.
But 75 is still half of what you could
75
get.
Is not a good quarterback rating.
I know, but isn't that it only goes to 150?
Right, but I'm saying I don't think it goes to zero. Or you know what I'm saying? A bad game where you throw three interceptions, I think you're going to have a quarterback rating of somewhere in like the 50s or 60s.
Oh, okay.
So I'm saying 75 because it's low percentage.
Well, I'll let him.
I'm guessing it's the league average.
I'll let him look that up.
Well, the NFL average for third and 15 or longer is 6.
That's a quarterback rating.
Yeah.
Really?
6.
The NFL average since Mahomes got to the league is 6.
All right. I think maybe 6%.
They said quarterback rating.
No, it's,
really?
That's quarterback rating on third and 15 or longer.
And what's Mahomes?
Mahomes is 95.5.
Wow. He's really good.
I would have that put on a fucking windbreaker.
The league average is 6.
Well, that's how low a percentage it is. Now, I don't know everything about the quarterback rating, and does it go to 150, or is it like some 147 or something
Max
weird?
Max is 158.
158. Woo! That is good. Yeah. Now, 6, though.
That's fucking nuts. And it's hard to get a low rating like that. Like, a bad game will result in a rating of, like, 35. You know what I'm saying?
But on third and 15, he is doing what other people do on third and 2.
That's crazy.
Right?
Good for him, man. Didn't like to be playing that.
That's a crazy number. Eric?
Yo, Adam.
What's going on?
Listen to your interview with Carville, and I found him to be kind of a jerk.
Yeah, he is.
I found you to be like... what was that?
He's kind of a jerk, yeah.
I found you to be like, you listened to every one of his questions and you had like thoughtful responses. And anytime he disagreed with you, he would just talk over you. Anytime you disagree with him, you'd be like, well, what do you think of this? What do you think of this?
Well, he's a blowhard. I mean,
I
agree. He's a blowhard. He's a little bit of a jerk. He's a little bit of a cartoon character. I think he kind of gets who he is. He's very, I mean, like. He comes from a town that's named after his family that was a leper colony.
Oh my!
Although
I didn't know that
you're not allowed to say leper. There's
really? Oh yeah.
There's leprosy, and then there's like Nelson's disease or something. Or Max Pat will look it up. I didn't know the other one, but
it's out of fashion to say leper.
He's the only one. It's basically you going. Well, that guy's a Chinese man. What's wrong with Chinaman?
Right.
That's what leper is, the leprosy.
Chinaman is the least offensive racial epithet.
No,
a man from China?
No, but what I'm saying is
I'm agreeing with you.
Why is it you're doing a math like leprosy is the disease. The guy's a leper. Why is that offensive? And you're like, Chinese is where he's from and he's a man. So why is Chinaman? And the answer is because it's offensive.
Right.
That's
because
they make the rules.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I guess he comes anyway. That's all we learned back. That's what I learned backstage.
that was massive heavy lifting you had to do. I feel like you were doing the Lord's work. Like all you were doing was just doing all the work, and I don't get it.
I listen.
I just don't get it.
Eric's your hype man.
Listen.
You're doing all the work out there, champ.
Oh, Eric, look, all I could think of myself is, thank Christ I went to bed at 1 and got up at 6:15 and drove for 2.5 hours. This. And then I'm sitting next to this guy I can barely understand who's talking like he's fired out of a cannon. But I did have this thought, which was, and look, when you're with somebody and the person's kind of beaked up and they're going and they're spitting out stuff, you go in a kind of containment mode, not really into scoring mode. You're in kind of run
balance.
Out the clock.
Game manager.
You're managing the clock, like, oh, let's see if I can get something interesting about his past or how he grew up or something about that. It was difficult. I was also reeling.
You go from Pat Mahomes to Trent Dilfer.
That's right. I was reeling. Check Dilfer's QB rating on 3rd and 15. I was also in the back of my head. It's like 2 hours. You're going to be out there with Dennis Prager, and that's the easiest guy to sit next to. He's going to be laughing and listening and telling stories and stuff like that. So I had that to get to. And Carville, when you get older, you usually become a little more of what you are. You know what I mean? Like when you see physically and mentally, you know, like if you see someone who has like kind of a distinctive jawline or something like that, a very articulated jaw or some thing, and you go, oh, that's attractive on a 23-year-old version of them. Mm-hmm. And then you see them in their 50s, and now it's looking a little bit too pronounced.
A little disfigured.
When you see them in their 70s, it now looks bad. Right. It's like you become more of that thing.
That, and is there also a thing where when you're on stage and you're James Carville or you're Dr. Phil or whoever, you're more James Carville?
Oh, yeah.
Are there
for sure.
Performing.
For sure.
Yeah, people there to see you.
And
James Carville, quote-unquote.
He was just going nuts because LSU had won the national championship. He's wearing like LSU hats and shirts and everything. And he was just had a couple cups of coffee, and I just went into the four corners. but yes, I agree.
You weren't mean at all. You were great. You weren't mean, but he was just like, I feel like he gets too much credit for his French accent. I feel like he rides the coattails of that. I mean, other than that, he has nothing interesting to say.
It's kind of it's Kate. Look. People, Cajun. It's people realize you get called the Raging Cajun. Yeah. You start to become you become a little bit of a mascot of your own team. You know,
I'm sure Jim Cramer can't have a normal conversation about stocks.
Right. There's a way to get, and also you get paid to kind of do this.
Amp it up,
and some people, you know, I believe that there is a version of this. There's a sort of, we've always talked about kind of an Ellen version of this, like her Super Bowl commercial. She's dancing in the car and she's lovely.
You know where the paycheck lands.
And whatever. And then there's InfoWars, whatever that guy's name
Alex
is.
Alex Jones.
And there's an Alex Jones version of this. It's the same thing. Yeah.
They're the same persona.
It's Guy Fieri of food. You know what I mean? Like, are you really that guy?
You really want to take me to Flavortown?
Right. Like, you just are that, you know? And you get paid.
Yeah.
Well, Bonaducci was a good example of that.
Right. You get paid. Yeah. Bonaducci wasn't the guy you thought he was.
This guy was like a sweet meat guy off the air.
Right.
But on the air, he had to be Danny Bonaducci.
Yeah. It's a little show business, pro wrestler, you know, whatever in it. And,
but did you, after the show or after your time on stage with Carville, was it different backstage or did you interact with him afterwards?
No. Backstage, he was yelling at me not to say leper.
Oh my God.
And it's like, listen, I can't keep track of it. I'm barely off a retard. Barely. Any of those lepers retards, by the way? Shouldn't ask.
Leptard. You know, there's a version of that. It's probably more generational showbiz thing where you used to have an act. But I was so struck by the time we had Gilbert Gottfried on the show, and I walked backstage, and we were about ready to go. It was at the John Lovitz Comedy Club, and Gilbert was just the sweetest, quietest, like meek. Like he was just like, oh hey, how's it going? I'm Gilbert.
Right.
He was like, oh, this is not the man I've come to know and love.
Mm. Yeah.
He has a persona, and he knows when to turn it on and turn it off, and it might be an old showbiz thing, but still.
And there's right, left, news, you know, opinions, versions. People get paid, and they get paid more. They do. We were actually, it was funny because we were driving home from Palm Desert, Mike and I were, and whenever you hang out with Prager and his wife, you're always impressed by them because he's very nice and he's super knowledgeable and blah, blah, blah. And Mike was basically, as an agent, was saying, if Prager would go full Alex Jones, mm-hmm. he could get paid.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
he's too reasonable to cash in.
He's not over the top.
He's not a rich man. He's a reasonable man. And the thing is you couldn't get him to do that. He's too reasonable to do that. But you get paid more for that than you do for being anywhere around the middle or anywhere around Reasonville. But thanks, Eric. Let me just jump on Scott.
Hey, buddy, you got hot phones.
I got hot phones. Sorry. Hot phones. I got to hear when he was in Miami, and I still can't make it. Yeah, I still got to hear that clip. It makes me laugh every time.
Speaking of Whitman, I mean, you think about Glenn Beck. You think about Sean Hannity. He politically couldn't be farther away. He calls himself the lovable liberal. And yet, even when, which we'll talk about, you know, touch on in the news, when Rush Limbaugh made that health announcement, Whitman had a 14-paragraph post about how Rush Limbaugh inspired him to be in radio, you know? So it doesn't mean that you can't...
That guy can do it.
It doesn't mean that you can't, you know, respect somebody's trade and, you know, have them go a little bit off the rails for the performance.
I concur. Scott, 30, South Carolina, hot phones.
Mm-hmm. He'll be voting soon.
Scott? Did I pop
up? Yeah, Paul.
Can you hear me? Yeah.
How you doing?
Good. You got out of a ticket?
Yeah, a couple years back. Well, I mean, first off, you influenced me to run all the red lights on right that I possibly could.
Mm.
But I got popped on a Sunday in a school zone for doing it. I lived off a no-turn-on red street. And I went into court, and you guys had a firefighter on who said, you know, just go ahead and tell the judge that you were heeding the right-of-way to an emergency vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Charges dropped and walked out of Freeman.
That's real good.
Now, that'll work as long as the cop doesn't show up at the court, right?
Oh, he was there.
Well, isn't he going to say what emergency vehicle?
I guess he couldn't prove that there wasn't one.
I was up on top of a hill. He was down in a parking lot down below on the right, and he followed me. So, you know, your guy had called in and said, hey, just use this tip. And I dropped it, and... My wife was pissed at me for like 6 months about it, but I'm now 100% in court defending myself.
But Scott, you've opened up a new world to me. I'm going to put you on hold because our connection's bad. But this is good because I now have a new red light to run.
Mm. Oh, congratulations.
Yeah,
good you're welcome. For you.
I normally just go through the arrows all the time, but I don't do the lights as much.
It's not getting you off
anymore.
They're
there for a reason.
It's a little trickier, but since I moved about a year ago, there is a new light, and it's right next to a fire department.
Okay.
And those guys are constantly like, pulling those rigs in and out and in and out. And you could definitely never be able to say, well, there was a hook and ladder truck behind me honking the horn, but it's close enough.
If it's moving, you could say,
I was parked, I was told to heed for an emergency vehicle. I saw these guys pulling out. I thought they were pulling out. I didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah, if they're in motion, you're good.
Right. All right. This good could work.
I made a rare trip to Hollywood to see Frozen at the Pantages. I know, humble brag, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, seen a lot more flashing yellow left turn lights.
Well,
I saw two on the way to Hollywood.
Good.
Sweeping the nation.
My kids' kids will be able to enjoy a world without the red turn arrows, which are completely unnecessary. We have the clip of where he played in Florida somewhere.
The reason I come here is to inspire people having a tough time getting out of bed in the morning. And if you think I am intimidated by your midday television Miami Emmy, I work in South Florida. I worked at number one Y100, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, in the Palm Desert. And I'm going to tell you something. I have any personal friends with Shotgun Tom Kelly. And that man has 6 Daytime Emmy Awards from local programming in San Diego, all kid shows, because that man has a heart and a big hat. But he wants to raise those kids because the parents sometimes, sadly, aren't around to do themselves.
I
love that. I love that he has six Emmys and they're daytime Emmys.
All good shows.
Close personal friends. Shotgun Tom.
All right. We took, can we, first order of business, like when I'm in charge, backstage, we're backstage at the writers thing in Palm Desert and Palm Vista or wherever the fuck we were with Michael Douglas. And they started bringing in the box lunches for all the Carvilles and the Corollas and the Douglas Eyes. And they started bringing in all the caterers. Like bringing in, and they bring in the ham sandwich and they bring in the beef sandwich. They're rolling it in. And I was like, what do we got here? And it's like, well, we got five ham and we got five veggie sandwiches. I'm like, nobody wants a veggie sandwich. And also, okay, the thing about a veggie pizza is you can have a vegetarian pizza or a meatless pizza. Yeah. Just have pizza and put mushrooms or olives on it.
Or it'll called cheese.
But you capsizing a salad bowl on it hurts the pizza. You can have a cheese pizza. Or you could just have a pizza with olives on it.
A nice margarita pizza.
Right. But why are we doing the veggie lovers pizza? And nobody loves vegetables. They tolerate them and they eat them when they have to. The veggie sandwich is worse because it's not really a sandwich. Right. It's just bread with vegetables.
It's a bread salad.
Could we substitute, whenever we need it, could we substitute equal number of ham, turkey and veggie? And these poor bastards were rolling it into the green room as I was walking out. I was like, hold up. What are you doing? Do you think there's an equal number of human beings that want a veggie sandwich? And then I said,
we know Michael Douglas is a vegetarian.
That's right.
Oh, Brian, come on.
That's how he got the happies. Or she got the cancer. The point is this.
He got the mouth cancer.
The point is this. Could we just swap out every time there's a veggie pizza? Mm-hmm. Could we just go plain cheese?
No.
It's plain cheese. Everyone will enjoy it. And it won't be offensive to the vegetarians and the non-meat eaters. And every time we go veggie sandwich, could we go grilled cheese?
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Much superior.
Ooh,
I might even grab a grilled cheese and
right
half a ham
turkey.
And half a grilled cheese.
Put them together. You got a Cubano?
That's right.
Everybody, take a look at the picture we're looking at. Adam is schooling the staff. Look at their faces.
They're
each
thrilled.
One of them. They are beleaguered. They are exasperated. They are befuddled.
They're like, couldn't we just roll this fucking cart with eight boxes of sandwiches on them into this green room?
Or does this
douche have to hold a symposium on sandwiches in the hall?
Symposiums are on stage.
And people are trying to pull Adam away to like sign books, take photos.
No, priorities.
Yeah, Adam had to put a halt to everything.
And who
put the veggie sandwich boxes right up top. Yeah, of course I had to react. And I had to ask questions. Like, what else? We got ham. Do you have more ham? No, we have five and five. Like, ugh. So then I said, I guarantee you put those things out, check back with me. The ham will be gone. The veggie shall remain, but anyway.
Grilled cheese would be perfect.
I got some trivia for you guys, and to be totally transparent, I would have lost this trivia because I was thinking about this, about Michael Douglas. I looked it up. Mm. How does Michael Douglas have an Oscar?
Oh.
Well, since you ask.
I didn't know.
You would
and
think
I,
so.
And
for what?
I would say yes for
yes,
Wall Street.
He produced something.
You're both right.
He produced Wall Street.
He won the leading actor award for Wall Street because he was a supporting character in that movie. Charlie Sheen was the main character.
Right.
But he won. He also, and this is the one that's kind of in the back of my mind, I'm like, I think he produced it. You're right. He produced One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. He did.
He won the Oscar for Best Picture.
Yeah.
And starred in the Streets of San Francisco. Streets of San Francisco, Max Pata, theme song, please. That is one of the most satisfying theme songs ever. I had this lovely bit of timing. I was sitting literally next to Chris Morgan on the Super Bowl when the Fast 9 trailer premiered at the Super Bowl.
That was early in the show, too.
Yeah, early in the program. Early in the program, and I watched it, and then I turned to him, and I said, so you decided to give Charlize Theron's, decided to give her Ralph Wiggum's haircut? That doesn't seem like a great move.
Oh, no.
Now,
It smells like burning.
What's a diorama?
I'm Idaho.
I'm Idaho.
Charlize Theron and Ralph Wiggum from Simpsons. Theron have the same. They have the same haircut, as far as I can tell. I have said this about beautiful women. Leave it alone. Yeah. Just leave it alone. Look, you'd be hot with a shaved head and a fresh cat duke balanced on your scalp. You would still be hot. But, man, are you hotter when that hair's hanging down to your shoulders.
She doesn't do the long hair too often.
Was this filmed during Bombshell when she was doing the Megyn Kelly thing? Because she's had to have that short hair, I think, for a while. I don't know if
she hasn't grown it out yet from Mad Max.
That's right. That's right.
She's doing just a flat out bowl cut here.
She's doing the mo.
Yes, and it's not attractive. And thank God I had the guy who makes the film sitting inches away from me. So
did he have thoughts?
He laughed. He doesn't. Chris,
clear our palette and find a picture of her from Devil's Advocate.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, wow. Peak. Was that like. That was like Gwyneth Paltrow in Seven, like where no one really knew who she was.
Oh, she was a relative unknown back then.
The, somebody handed me a playing card of Pete Sampras. And when I was in Chicago, it's like, hey, here's Pete Sampras' playing card. And then I realized, why they? Oh, yeah, because Jimmy calls me Pete Sampras with Down syndrome. And, I'll buy it, but you know, I started thinking about it, and I was looking for old pictures of Jimmy, and Jimmy, in fact, is the one who looks like Pete Sampras in his younger days.
Oh,
as
go
well.
On.
There's a picture
because
of him.
This is pretty good.
Standing next to his Isuzu eye mark, and it's got the late.
It's a little Sampras-y.
It's got the L8. License plate on his Isuzu iMark, and he's got a little Sampras in him as well.
He's certainly got the tennis shorts.
All right, so it's going to be, you guys are going to have to go to adamcarolla.com to see all these amazing photos. We're going to take
a vision.
We're
she
looking
is.
At
good heavens.
What year is Charlize in this picture?
Devil's Advocate 99? No, earlier than that. Anyone?
Devil's Advocate's 97.
There you go.
Wow. She's been around for a while.
Jesus.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the news right after this.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Adam Carolla is unprepared all winter long.
Will Kimmel get Adam again on stage in free ball? Totally unprepared with no material at all. He's gonna go.
He's gonna go.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
What the hell he's gonna say until you tell him so.
He's gonna go.
He's gonna go.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
Until you give him an idea.
Written out a ball. Get your ticket for the show. What word awaits? It's gonna go.
It's gonna go.
Don't miss Adam Carolla is Unprepared. Aces in Cleveland, Ohio at Hilarity's on February 27th and Indianapolis at Helium on February 28th and 29th and at Helium in St. Louis on April 10th and 11th. Get prepared for Adam Carolla is Unprepared by getting your tickets now at adamcarolla.com.
Yeah. Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral, all those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Need news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
All right, let me hear some streets, just so you guys can dig it. I'll turn it up.
A trout in the milk.
You know that common parlance.
You know that we're all phrase so that we with? Always guess on that Wheel of Fortune.
Is that like a fly in the ointment?
That shit cooked, man.
That was good.
All right, what do we got?
Well, as mentioned a few minutes ago, Rush Limbaugh announced on his radio show Monday that he has been diagnosed with advanced lung cancer. The conservative talk show host told his more than 20 million listeners he will continue to host the program while he undergoes treatment, but said there will be days when he won't be able to do the show. It reaches about 27 million people per week on more than 600 stations. He's been doing it 31 years. Limbaugh has become one of the most influential broadcasters in history as a champion of the Republican Party and of President Trump. He recently renewed his contract with Premier Networks, but did say you should plan on him missing a fair amount of days.
He's got to live in Florida, right?
Oh, I don't know where he lives.
There's just certain guys where you just go, oh, that guy's got to be in Florida.
Specifically.
Just has to. Like, when you make that kind of money.
Feels on brand.
You just feel like there's certain athletes that are that way.
Does he have exes? Is he divorced? I don't know anything about Rush.
West Palm Beach,
wow.
Florida.
It's got to be. It's just
now
has
find
to
out
be Florida.
If he has exes, because that would all complete the circle.
Spouses. Yeah. Numerous ex-wives.
Roxy Maxie and McNeely, Michelle Sixta, Marta Fitzgerald, and Catherine Rogers.
It's a yes or no question, Gina.
Four. Well, there you go.
Okay.
So, all right, we wish him well.
Yeah, and sorry to do these back-to-back, but what are you going to do? Shannon Doherty revealed on Good Morning America that her breast cancer is now in stage 4. The Beverly Hills 90210 star, who was diagnosed in 2015, had been in remission since 2017. She said she's known for about a year but kept it private, telling only, you know, close friends and some co-stars of the show. She says she didn't want to tell anyone because she didn't want anyone thinking she was too sick to work. That also means that she knew about it the entire time. She worked on the 90210 reboot. Here's what she said. Really, really, really heartbreaking. This is the hardest thing about the diagnosis.
It's a bitter pill to swallow in a lot of ways.
It's not fair. Why me?
Definitely days where I say, why me? And then I go, well, why not me? Who else? You know, who else besides me deserves this? None of us do. And I would say that my first reaction is always concern about how am I going to tell my mom, my husband.
You're worried about everyone else around you.
I think so.
Yeah.
That is the hardest part. Early on is, you know, dealing with the mortality right away, but telling people you care about. That's really hard.
What do you know about it?
I've been told.
I've often wrestled.
Other 90210 cast members.
I've often wrestled with that. Like, how would I tell Matt to tell my parents?
Right.
You know what I mean? How would I tell Matt to tell Lynette?
How do you approach that subject?
I'd probably think of, like, a one email, and then we just swap out a lot of the names.
Yeah, to whom it may concern. Dear sir, madam.
You give them a template, you know, with blanks.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Dear family member.
I tell you, if something happens to her with the whole Luke Perry thing, there's going to be the curse.
Oh.
It's going to be the 90210, and then people are going to be looking for, well, this guy did an arc, you know. he did under five, but he still was, you know, the bar back at the Peach Pit, you know, for that one
episode.
He's
recurring.
Right, yeah. People are going to start looking for conspiracies. Yeah,
that's right.
Well, we wish her well.
Well, let's change gears a little bit. TMZ reports that a model, I don't know if anyone talked about this since the Super Bowl, model with a big online following was arrested during the Super Bowl on Sunday after she hopped over some railing, trying to go running onto the field, then flashed her butt. You'll see a little video of her getting tackled and walked off right now.
There was a prop bet of will someone run on the field.
Oh, well, technically, I don't think she got it. I mean, does this count?
That does count. She's on the field to play. She's in the end zone.
Okay,
and,
so it's Kelly Green, a.k.a. Kelly K. Watch her closely.
Was this in the second half or the first half?
I don't know. It doesn't say when it was. And then she pulls up her own dress to show her butt.
Oh.
She was tackled by security. She was walked out.
Because if this is in the first half, good. If this is in the second half, it's like, sweetie, we've been overserved with ass. We just got done watching Shakira. Yeah, and
we got the Chiefs cheerleader.
I'm good. Like, I normally a lot of ass.
We're topped off over here.
Yeah,
I'm all full up.
Got my fixed ass for, like, probably until next year, really, honestly. So, your heart's in the right place. Yeah. Your ass in the wrong place. Or you should have popped it.
Waitress comes around with a pot of coffee. You put your hand over the
bottle. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm putting my hand over the thong. Like, we're good. We're good. I'm kind of in my ass refractory period. I'm doing a lot of self-reflection.
Sure.
Now, thinking about the kids more than the ass. You know.
Well, she,
if you popped out in the first quarter,
I'd be all
now
about that.
We're talking. It's probably why we didn't hear about it till now.
Yeah, I don't think you would have been tackled. I think they would have let you get to the 50-yard line.
Celebrated.
I think those guards have had a heap in helping ass too. They're all ass. Everyone's assed out in the stadium. You know how players can gas out?
Yeah.
These guys can ass out.
Yeah.
We've got
an assful ass. An impacted assful ass. So you got to plan this for earlier. Next time you go
now
early.
Now you know. Mm-hmm. Well, she was arrested and charged with a misdemeanor trespass. She's 27. She faces up to a year in jail if convicted. And that's her mugshot. And that's the mugshot. That's now her Instagram profile pic. So it sounds like she probably got what she wanted.
Get famous any way you can.
Yeah.
Just the new rule.
I don't find that plastic look attractive.
Yeah, that's a throwback look right there.
Well,
it's it's not my vibe, the kind of overdone, plumped up lips and stuff.
The big eyelashes. Kaylin, do you have the butt picture? I know these guys are assed out, but do you have the swimsuit pic?
Okay. We have ass up to here.
Okay. Well, I think she might be a butt model specifically. She's real proud of it. And you know
what?
That
would make sense.
And you know what? I see why, because there are some pictures of her that are smoking hot.
So there's like, there's the butter faces.
Right.
She's literally a butter face.
Right, but this is the butt before the face.
Right.
Right, so she's sort of butt-centric.
Yeah, that's her thing.
Okay.
Also, but you're right. That was terrible timing after Shakira and J-Lo.
Also very Florida.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Russia's married to her.
Pete Buttigieg seemed to lose at least one supporter during the week's caucusing in Iowa, and it's all because a woman found out he was gay after she voted, and she was pissed. In a video,
we're so evolved.
A video from Monday night, the caucus goer learns Mayor Pete is in fact married to a man, and she's not pleased.
Get the caller back on who was saying Iowa is full of dipshits.
That's right. Here's a minute of this video of the interaction between her and Pete's caucus manager.
Came
so
over
are you
to
saying that he has a same-sex partner?
Yes.
Yeah.
She looks very involved.
Are you kidding?
She looks like she has a same-sex partner.
Yeah.
Well, then I don't want anybody like that in the White House.
What?
Oh, keep going.
So can I have my card back?
She's wearing like a stonewashed bra.
We could go ask. I never knew that.
Jesus Christ.
The whole point of it is, though, if he's a human being, right? Just like you and me, and shouldn't really matter. That's what.
Well, he better read the Bible.
He does, and he says that God doesn't choose a political party. Because
why does it say in the Bible that a man should marry a woman then?
Touche.
Well, I totally respect
the real fucking battle of minds.
So totally do.
What's
but
this?
I think that we were not around.
How come this has never been brought out before?
It's common knowledge.
I never heard it.
I know what I know.
I know
what I know.
I
never heard it. Well, the news hasn't made it to me, so it doesn't exist.
I like when they put the emphasis on the I, and now we're back to a tie.
Well, that's on us somehow.
Yes, we didn't do a good enough job of informing her.
Letting her know.
This very openly gay man is gay.
No word on whether she got to change her vote.
I got no qualms. I would never take my vote back. But I don't know if he was a bottom. I mean,
You have to assume.
I do kind of have questions about the dude, you know, because I like a top in the White House.
Yeah. And what questions, you know, are off limits? Well, obviously, we can, you know, ask, you know, inquire.
Yeah, I think that's a legitimate top or bottom question.
Reasonable.
There's a mindset there, you know, that's a lead or follow.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Call the shots.
The guy who's following is leading in that particular instance.
Adam, it's almost like you've never heard of a power bottom. Very powerful man.
Well, that's an angle you want to take. I'm all ears.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, God, she's great.
Yeah, I mean, she looks the part.
Oh, the one I always like is there's always the poor third person who has to stand there and watch this horrible tennis match going back and forth. Like,
get me out of here.
I was told to come back and give my mailing address, and now this.
I got
to
wait.
You know what I mean? Like, I went out to the car. She wasn't even here. Then someone said I needed a piece of ID with something of my home address on. Now I'm here, and this is going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The poor third woman.
I want to apologize to our Iowa listeners for saying Iowa's full of dipshits. I mean, this is a pretty good example.
As a Midwesterner, I'll accept the apology on their behalf. So one day after winning the Super Bowl, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes was the guest star at a Disney World parade. He brought along 18 Make-A-Wish children, and Disney Parks donated $1 million to Make-A-Wish. A press statement said, quote, "It's all part of Disney's commitment to deliver comfort and inspiration to children facing serious illnesses." Disney has granted more than 10,000 wishes a year. Meanwhile, Disney World was packed with Kansas City jerseys, most of them with the number 15 for Patrick Mahomes. Here's a little promo video that Disney put out. It's very cute.
We got it. We brought it home. Got the Lombardi Trophy. It's amazing. I couldn't even think about how amazing this is.
Was he sitting in front of you?
To be in this
at the
place,
game?
It's awesome. I'm just glad to be here.
Mahomes there, yeah. I like Mahomes.
How much better does it get?
He's got a good
MVP
attitude.
MVP of the Super Bowl. Disney magic, and of course, a great cause for Make-A-Wish.
Got to spend time with kids from the Make-A-Wish Foundation. They got to be here, join it with me, enjoying Disney World. They got to enjoy the Super Bowl, and we got to make a lot of dreams come true.
Being at Walt Disney World with Patrick.
All right,
you get it.
Make-A-Wish kids. So, Patrick's fun. He's got like sort of half urban, half surfer dude guy. Like he's got this weird mix. Yeah.
It wasn't his dad on the Twins.
Yeah, yeah. A pitcher.
Dad was a pitcher.
That's so cool.
That's right. Unlike Buttigieg, he was a catcher. Look into that.
Jesus.
His dad was Terry Steinbach? Deep pull.
Deep pull.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Jessica Simpson is telling all in her new memoir titled Open Book. Now, you know, we've talked about, Mackenzie Phillips and all these things, and you think it was only a matter of time before something came out.
Well, her dad has done, like, interviews where it's like, hey, man, she shows up in an audition. You can't ignore them double D's. Like super frosted tips, dad. One earring frosted tips, dad. Talking about the. Yeah. I saw those double D's. I knew we were going to get the job done. You know, like it's like.
Yeah,
I heard a lot of that, heard enough of that. I was kind of like, yeah.
It's not.
Although
great.
I think the frosted tips are actually worse on a 41-year-old guy, but still bad.
Comment on your daughter's large breasts is one thing.
Yeah, she doesn't name him specifically, though. Obviously, that would allude to them being maybe some boundary issues in the family. The entertainer turned.
She's got double D's. You can't cover those suckers up. Is his thing. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just sighing at that quote.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like my dad.
Mm-hmm.
The entertainer turned business mogul reveals that she was sexually abused as a young girl. She says the pain from that, along with stressors, led to her becoming addicted to alcohol and stimulants as an adult.
Isn't it great that everyone's just a fucking mess?
No. Mm-hmm.
Like everyone was molested. Everyone was abused.
What's
everyone
had to turn to
pills and alcohol. Yeah. Everyone's living a lie. Oh, she looked hot in those Daisy Dukes because she had an eating disorder. And it's
starving.
Like, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. It's like, oh, because everyone just tap out or get fat or something.
Be normal.
Also, this thing of like this constant emphasis on what people have, like what car they have or what home they live in or money, 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 money. Aren't we getting enough examples of people with money just being fucking miserable?
Spinning out.
It's just I don't think there's a straight line between the money and the happy.
part. But anyway, she was, who molested her?
So it says, she says the abuse began when she was six, when she shared a bed with the daughter of a family friend. She finally told her parents when she was 12. Jessica writes that she hit rock bottom at a Halloween party in late 2017 when she told her friends she needs to stop drinking. It's making everything worse. She's trying to kill herself with drinks and pills. And the book is out now. But yeah, I don't know how much it's going to say about her father. I know Nick Lachey came out, made a statement like, I don't want to know what's in the book. I'm not reading it. Nobody tell me.
Oh,
so there
yeah.
may be a thing or two in there.
There's got to be stuff in there. Got to be some John, what's his name?
Mayer?
John Mayer?
Yeah, in the book, she claimed that Tony Romo broke up with her back in 2009 because he thought he was cheating on him with John Mayer.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, look at you, Mr. TMZ.
Well, the whole story was that Bodies of Wonderland song is about her.
No, that's Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, Jennifer Love Hewitt. God damn it. I've been beating off. I mean,
you?
I've been talking about the wrong. Shit. I had a fucking. How late's the Spank Bank open? I got a.
Deposits or withdrawals?
I got to make some adjustments. I got to shift some stuff from a T-bill into an IRA. Like I've been
roll it over.
Fucking beating off to the wrong stuff. I got my wires crossed. I got to fix that.
Yeah, please do. So I'm only bringing this up because this is now a pattern because we reported this last year as well. Two more men filed suit against Madonna for starting her concerts more than 2 hours behind schedule. They've demanded damages for breach of contract, false advertisement, and negligent misrepresentation. According to court documents, scheduled start times for the Madame X show is 8:30. And Andrew Panos and Antonio Velada, they bought their tickets. They said she didn't arrive till 11:30. Panos and Velada claimed their nights were ruined waiting for so long for her to take the stage. Public transit was closed before the encore.
What about paying the sitter for the kids they don't have?
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't even get rides home because their phones were confiscated at the show. That you have to put them in the little pouch. They arrived home so late, they overslept the next day for work. And then, of course, a very similar class action suit was for this past November. And Madonna's response to that, if you'll remember, was she sat on the piano and was handed a drink, you know, coming out however late she came out. And she said, remember, a queen is never late. And everyone went all crazy.
It's 2 hours late. You know, there's that one thing where you sort of make that entrance and you build up a little anticipation, a little foreplay or something.
15
but
minutes.
2 hours late is fucking up everybody who's there. And that is just flat bullshit. And I look, they deserve what they deserve is their money refunded and whatever, like the fucking sitter and the Uber and whatever the night costs. The part where I like when you're tacking on to the lawsuit, and I'm such a lazy, unmotivated sack of shit that I didn't go to work the next day because I came in at 2:30 and then I had to be up at 8, so fuck
How's that.
That
gonna work?
Oh, really? Because anyone who's done morning radio has done that 2,000 times, right? Or any adult who's been alive. I used to work construction and 7 a.m. and we'd fucking go out for someone's party and fucking party it up until 3 a.m.
It is what it is.
You just get up. Right.
I remember one of our Vegas shows. Remember when August rented the Winnebago?
Yeah.
And we drove up in that and then most of us drove down in it. And I said, just drop me off at the sound because I was doing the morning show and got off the Winnebago essentially and walked right into the studio.
Yes. You are a winner.
That's how it's done, man.
I know. Yeah, she should do something with these people. You just don't be 2 hours late. What the fuck?
But she's a queen.
And also, it's not only the audience. Do you know how many fucking backup dancers and backup singers and grips and, you know, roadies? The roadies got to unpack it and break it down and put it in a fucking semi and all that shit. I mean, depending on if you're going somewhere the next day. But normally you break stuff down. Everyone who works at the arena and stuff, like, you're just fucking everyone.
Well, and that's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering how that affects union rules. Like, sorry, it's been over 2 hours. You know, my shift is over.
Golden time.
Yeah.
Getting paid.
Yeah, or time and a half or whatever.
Well, when the Fugees showed up late to the Weenie Roast all those years ago at Irvine Meadows, everyone had just a tight half hour, and, you know, curfew was like 11. Mm-hmm.
And then once every minute after 11, like cost $10,000 or something like that. And the Fugees were, you know, 29 and a half minute late to their set. And what they do is just have the big rotating thing with a wall going right through the middle of it. And so Blink 182 would be on the back,
load
like
up,
all set up,
yeah,
ready to go. And Lauryn Hill, I guess, just started singing. They just started turning it around. They just started turning around. Now, here's all I'm saying in life. The Fugees were pissed. Go find a mirror. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows the time you showed up late. It's like, yeah, you disrespected us. Like, well, you just showed up late.
I would argue you were disrespected the 20,000 people in the stands.
And what about the eight bands who are going on after right you that are all going to get kicked back a half hour because you chose to show up here a half hour late?
Right.
So there you go.
Well, an artist in Berlin has tricked Google Maps into creating traffic jam alerts, and this is great, by pulling 99 phones in a little wagon around Germany.
Everything's 99 in Germany.
Yeah, Luftballons.
That's right.
That's right. We have some video of that. Simon Weckert, who named his performance Google Map Hacks, and watch, he's pulling a little wagon full of phones with all their locations on. Now, watch the map on the other side. As he pulls it, you'll see traffic alerts start. Everything's turning red.
Uh-huh.
So he did that. He borrowed phones from people. He rented them. Walking on roads, which appear totally empty.
Okay, traffic doesn't seem to be a problem there.
There is no traffic, but he's pulling this little wagon around the street full of phones with their locations turned on. He told CNN that he came up with the idea after he attended a demonstration in Berlin and noticed how people in a confined area created these virtual traffic jams on Google Maps, and he was sort of intrigued by it. And I like this response from Google. It seems condescending, but it probably is sincere.
Mm-hmm.
It says, whether via car or cart or camel, we love seeing creative uses of Google Maps as it helps us make maps work better over time. It's almost like they had a free, you know, test run. Like,
mm-hmm,
they,
yeah,
now they know you,
well,
can do this.
You know, yeah, 99 balloons. They, you know, you know, when they're doing stuff like famously when Ford was trying to beat Ferrari at Le Mans, they took their 427 engine and they put it on this dyno and they ran it for like 30 hours straight, you know what I mean? Like, so there's a world in aeronautics and automotive stuff where you stress stuff until shit breaks,
right?
You know what I mean? And you can't really physically stress stuff until it breaks anymore in the digital world, but you can do things like this.
Yeah.
And then the people get information from
that's
it,
right?
They go, oh, well, this could happen. I would encourage him to get a red wagon, a little radio flyer full of iPhone 10s, maybe 99 of them, and conduct this experiment in South Central. I'd like to see how that worked. Put his hat on, his little green felt hat.
That's
on,
good.
And his Birkenstocks, and just go right down the middle, right through Crenshaw and Hoover and everything, and see, you know, game the system, you know?
Go for it.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be fun.
That's
all right.
Great.
Ernest is asking.
I'm just saying. Ernest is a fan. Let me just hit Geico here. Do you own? Do you rent? How about that? Oh, I bet you own or you rent. Well, if you do one of those, how about you bundle those policies at Geico? Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners and renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. See just how much you could save and just how quickly you could save. Go to Geico. It's Geico Easy at geico.com and get a little bundling done. All right, let's do one more.
All right. Well, I saw this story and I immediately thought, I know exactly what Adam Carolla is going to get Jay Leno for Valentine's Day. Since it's just around the corner, it's time to start planning those gifts, and you'll be getting some things for the most important people in your life. And if you're super into chicken or you want to make Jay happy, whatever you're into, you can now pick up a Chick-fil-A's heart-shaped nugget tray for Valentine's Day. You can decide between that 30-count chub pack or a little 10-count mini, and it will be in a heart-shaped container for your loved one.
Sweet.
Mm.
You think you want to send one of those over? Or will it be too painful? A reminder.
I was thinking about a lovely exchange I had with Gabe today.
Oh, no.
About putting meat in Tupperware. The conversation was fine. The order of the conversation I'm always interested in when you go, oh, I thought, I thought Max Zapata, when he ordered the McNuggets, I thought those were for Jay. It's like,
he ordered those last second. We had nothing for Jay. Why didn't you ask him? Oh, okay. Then you shift. A lot of conversation shifts. So I was saying to him, why don't we put all that food from the Super Bowl party away? And he's like, we need more Tupperware. And I went, oh, we have a ton of Tupperware. And he goes, oh, well, those guys said they were going to handle it. And I was like, all right, but you can't. You have to stay on one argument. You can't just if the argument is we need more Tupperware, you can't shift to the next. You can't shift to the next one. People are fluid that way.
Mm.
I respect it.
From lily pad to lily pad.
Yeah, I'm curious how that works, but I get a lot of that in my life, and I find it curious. So you go, I was late, and you go, yeah, there's a lot of traffic, and I go, I left the same place you left, and there was no traffic. Oh, I rolled my ankle coming down the stairs, like. Okay, but what about the first part?
We're over that now.
You're like Belushi and Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
There was locusts, a terrible flood.
All right.
Well, thanks for the extra cheese.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
It's delicious.
Yeah. Oh, we got that.
Find a clip of Belushi.
Are you guys with me that, like, when people, I see it all the time, it's common, but you got, like, the pre-cut cheese platter.
Mm-hmm. The crab cheeser.
And yes, and then you have the foil, which is turned sideways and resting on top of it, mm-hmm. like an ill-fitting comforter or fitted mm-hmm. sheet. It's just there's nothing but daylight and air passing yeah. over it. And it's like, I want to say to everyone, that's not covered. That's
yeah,
not contained. Whatever it is
we're doing,
it's not doing anything. Mm-hmm. Just take it out and put it in a thing of put in some whatever that shit's called. I think Tupperware. Put the Tupperware.
Yeah. Solve all the
generic
problems.
Tupperware, and then we'll be fine. All right, let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
She's got double D's. You can't cover those suckers up.
Gina Grad.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Everybody's a mess. All right. Also, can I say this? I don't know. How old is Jessica Simpson? Do we know?
That's a good question. I'm going to guess late 30s.
It's weird because she was like such a kid. Like
yeah, she's a Mickey Mouse Kateer.
All that.
She's 39.
There you go. That's late 30s.
There you go.
You were close.
Yeah. Way off.
Simply Safe. No one should feel unsafe at home, and that's why there is Simply Safe. And if you want it, there's two I's in there, simplysafe.com/Adam. You get free shipping at simplysafe.com/Adam. All right. Uppity is on Netflix today, as you hear me. So if you want to see Uppity, go to Netflix and go to IMDb or Rotten Tomatoes or whatever and give it a rating, would you? It's always nice. You can rate and review it there. You can go to chassy.com and check out all the movies, including Uppity there if you want to get the Blu-ray. Corolla newsletter, sign up. And check that out at CorollaNewsletter.com. Cleveland, Indianapolis, St. Louis, all coming up doing stand-up there. And the book I was talking about, I'm Your Emotional Support Animal, is out and ready. Well, out for pre-order, ready for pre-order at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and AdamCorolla.com and all that good stuff. And so, until next time. Oh, and check out our friend Jordan Harbinger's podcast at Podcast One. Until next time, Adam Carolla, Gina Grad, and Bald Brian, say it. Mahalo.
All right, time. Come over here.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow the Ace Man on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Leave us a voicemail. The phone number is 888-634-1744. And get your tickets to see Adam Carolla is Unprepared. Get your tickets now at AdamCarolla.com.
Engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.